This is Carol Todd. Do you know what season it is? Well, this is airing in May, and it is spring soon, but it's also homeschool convention season, and I will be attending several homeschool conventions this season. I've already been to the Teach Them Diligently conference in Nashville, Tennessee, where I met many of you. They had a short leaders program before the convention started on Thursday afternoon, and let's see, in April, before this airs, I will have been to and from the Meshe Conference, which is taking place in St. Paul, Minnesota this year. And again, I'll be speaking to homeschool leaders before the conference. They have a whole day. I think I'm doing 3 workshops for homeschool leaders. Then I will be in Portland, Oregon at the Ocean Network Homeschool Convention. That'll be in June. And they will have me be doing a couple sessions for homeschool leaders there. And then finally, in July, I will be going to Wichita, Kansas for the Teaching Parents Association there. And that is not a full-blown conference. This is just a weekend, basically kind of a leaders retreat weekend. I've done a couple of those in a couple different states. So it's just going to be me and talking to homeschool leaders about all the things that are on their mind. So, hey, if you've not been to a homeschool convention, seriously, think about it. They are really a lot of fun and a big shot in the arm, and they're a great way to get your questions answered and to meet, you know, the vendors and the speakers who write some of the curriculum that your students might be using. And if I'm there, certainly come by my booth, say hi. And of course, if you can't make it to a homeschool convention, that's one reason why I'm doing these podcasts. It's a way for me to get some helpful information out to you as a homeschool leader when I can't be in your state. So I hope this podcast is helpful. Let's get started. Well, hi, homeschool leaders. Welcome back. This is Carol Topp from Homeschool CPA, and today's podcast is going to be about how to run your homeschool co-op without hiring employees. I know a lot of you are concerned because I've been podcasting and writing and speaking a lot about the difficulty of hiring your homeschool co-op teachers as independent contractors, which they're probably not, but yet you still don't want to have to deal with employees, and you don't want to hire homeschool co-op teachers as employees. So is there an alternative? Well, I've got maybe 3 ideas. Maybe some will work for your homeschool co-op in terms of paying people who teach your classes. Well, the first option I have to run your homeschool co-op without any employees would be to run as an all-volunteer homeschool organization, a true or pure co-op in the sense that everyone is cooperating with everybody else and you're all just teaching each other's kids. That was how kind of co-ops started in the beginning, and only as they've grown more popular or if people have added more academically oriented classes, typically the teachers are higher quality and putting a lot more work, so they want to be paid. But the all-volunteer co-op is still a very viable option, especially if you want to keep your co-op to, say, the elementary school age children, or maybe you want to keep it more of what's called an enrichment co-op and not an academic co-op. But the academic classes have to be, you know, gotten somehow else, you know. People have homeschooled without homeschool co-ops for many years, so of course it is possible to find those academic classes in other places. So that's my first option to how to run your co-op without hiring employees, is to run as a pure or true, if you will, cooperative and only have volunteers helping and teach classes. Another option that a lot of homeschool groups like and can work for you would be for parents to hire and pay the individual teachers directly and not have the co-op involved in the financial transaction at all. This works pretty well if your co-op is small to maybe medium-sized, but I was just talking to a homeschool co-op. They have about 12 or 15 teachers and about 100 students enrolled, and every single parent pays the teacher directly. So there's pros and cons to that, and one difficulty is sometimes parents complain because they're paying so many different people different checks, and ultimately it really means that your homeschool organization really doesn't have a lot of control or a lot of say over how this person runs their class. really ultimately all you are in that situation is, well, you're a landlord. You're basically letting them use your space to come in and conduct their own independent class. And they are really, they're really business owners in the sense of each of these individual teachers are really running their own business. And therefore, your organization should stay out of accepting payments on them for their behalf or setting the price. They should set it. So there's definitely some restrictions to this whole idea of parents paying the teachers directly. But at least it gets you out of the conundrum of having independent contractors or employees. Your organization won't have either. The parents are the one hiring and paying that teacher, or actually paying that teacher to let their child take a class from them. Okay, so that's the second idea. My third idea might work, but it is basically where your students go to the teacher, and the teacher is running some sort of business, kind of like a field trip every week. So I ran across a small homeschool organization, and they have a big emphasis on nature. They meet like in parks and in a nature center. And once a week, they pack up the kids and they all go to visit a naturalist, a man who has a business. Can't remember exactly, but I think he might have animals and other aspects of nature, and he teaches the kids for an hour. And when she was telling me about this, she said, "Carol, certainly that man is not my employee. We're picking up and going to his business, and he's just teaching the kids for an hour for that week." And I said, "No, of course he's not your employee. You're going to him. He is obviously his own business owner. He's not even an independent contractor really hired by you. You're probably paying him, whatever fee he wants to conduct a class there. And he's probably charging a group rate, kind of like museums might, or the zoo might say, hey, you know, we'll conduct a class for your group, kind of a field trip oriented sort of program." So again, I know that won't work for a lot of you, and especially if you want the more academic-oriented classes where you kind of need kids sitting in chairs and studying. But those are just some creative ways you can think about how to run your homeschool program without employees. Again, to recap, the first one would be all volunteers, back to the original model of the homeschool co-op. The second one might be for parents to pay the teachers directly, has some limitations. But a lot of groups find that that may work pretty well for them. Or the students go to the teacher, meaning usually offsite, a field trip oriented type of co-op. And obviously, if you're going to someone's business, that person is not your employee. So hope that was helpful. Hey, if you have some clever ideas of how your homeschool co-op or your homeschool program is running without hiring employees, drop me an email, carol@homeschoolcpa. And hey, while you're there over at Homeschool CPA, you can find lots of other information about things related to running a homeschool organization, especially this whole issue of hiring employees. I wrote a book, and it's called Paying Workers in a Homeschool Organization. You might find that helpful as you try to figure out how to stay inside the law, yet still run your homeschool program in an efficient and economical way for the families that you serve. I hope this podcast has been helpful to you. Thanks, everybody.
Homeschool leader, do you feel confused or overwhelmed by the job of running your homeschool group? You're not alone. Carol Topp, the homeschool CPA, is here to help. Carol is an accountant, author, and retired homeschool mom who understands you. Her website has helpful information on co-ops, paying workers, and managing the money in a homeschool group. If you need personalized advice, set up a consultation with Carol. She's happy to discuss your particular situation. Visit homeschoolcpa.com today and get the information you need to successfully run your homeschool group.